Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Knight of Swords. This one is another one in French, Actrice d'Epée, and I know I got that all wrong, and it is from Cyber Mon Amour on Instagram. This is a deck I really want to see complete. Okay, I know some of you are going to look at this card and you're going to think, that's kind of scary looking. But honestly, you know, we got a nice day going on today. We'll have to see maybe what's coming up tomorrow or whatever, but I think we're pretty good right now. Later in the week, we got a new moon to talk about. That's a whole nother story. But right now, today, we have the moon in Virgo. All right, always good for organizational products, the little stuff, you know, where you're getting yourself just organized and together, you know, as you get ready to do bigger things. That always works out well. We have a trine between the moon and Jupiter and a sextile with the sun. But what about our card? Because sometimes when we see this card, the energy has a tendency to be scattered. And today it is not, which shows me that you can take this knight. This knight is capable of doing some really wonderful things, especially when life feels a little bit daunting, okay? You know, we just had Saturn go direct at 0 degrees Pisces. It's still going to be there for a couple more weeks. So, you know, the energy right now is powerful, and the wanting to do is powerful, and taking responsible steps. And this knight is one of the best ones for tackling challenges that are in your way. I always think of it as the proverbial shitstorm of life. And there's no way through except for straight ahead. So you're not, you know, zigzagging here to avoid things. You're taking life head on and facing those challenges which are there. But it's not in a bad way at all. It's in a way that helps you see your way through to the other side. There is another side to this, right? In case you are wondering. And I do speak about these things in my lengthier subscription videos, which are available on my website, Patreon, YouTube, and so go ahead today and give it all you've got. Now, if you're still here with me, you're probably wondering why I haven't mentioned thought and communication, because there is a mental feel to this card, and definitely words as we spew them sometimes. And we do have a very powerful aspect happening tomorrow, but you know it can be felt today, and this will be a sextile between Mercury and Pluto. So, you know, you're going to want to get to the bottom of things. You're going to want to find the truth, speak the truth. It's, you know, there could be some secrets out there. We're in Scorpio season, all right? Pluto rules Scorpio. There's a lot going on. But you have to remember, this is the planet of thought and communication. Getting together in a positive manner, I would say, with the planet of death, rebirth, and transformation. So there you have it. How you plan to tackle life and find your way through that shitstorm, that's up to you. But you can go out and do that today. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.